Let us go before the Lord today, asking God to help us understand His plan for this world, for our lives, and the lives of our children. Lord, we ask you to be in the midst of this study. God, let your spirit and guide us and keep us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's talk about this world as we are inspired by the teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, many times when things are just handed to a person, they don't appreciate all that has gone into it to prepare what was given. And this is the way we've treated the world God has turned over to mankind. We were given a perfect place to live. See, we was given a perfect environment. God, everything we needed, was God supplied all our needs, all the vegetation, all the food, all the meat we needed. This world could sustain itself. All mankind had to do was take care of the creation that God has given us, to watch over it. It was a perfect environment for to raise our children to serve God. Instead of us doing God's will, we defiled everything the Lord gave us. We refuse to follow God's plan. Our sinful attitude toward God is going to cost us everything, including this world we live in. See, only the righteous will be saved. Only the faithful will see the new heaven and the new earth. This world is the Lord's and all that is in it. See, when God created the earth, his desire was for mankind to fill the earth and subdue it. It was God's plan to have mankind rule over every living creature, taking care of everything God created. The Lord had a great plan. Jesus was there by his side, laying out the groundwork. Christ was right there by God's side. It took the Father and the Lord 6 days to create all God had planned. There was not one thing wrong with the earth when God turned it over to mankind. It could have lasted forever. See, God formed everything from nothing. Then the Lord allowed the first man, Adam, to name everything he created. Then the Lord created woman for man, knowing it was not good for man to be alone. God gave Adam a suitable helpmate. And now that mankind was in charge of God's creation, it did not take long for us to take that which was perfectly made and defile it. See, God created mankind without any sin. Neither Adam nor Eve knew of anything about choosing good over evil. See, as long as they followed the Lord, they would be acceptable and perfect in God's sight. But we could not keep God's commandments. See, some of us today think if it was me, if I was there, we would have done things better, would have done things differently. Really? We even doing more sins today than Adam and Eve could ever do. See, just as Adam and Eve made the Lord grieve when he made mankind on the earth, we continue to grieve the Lord with our sinful deeds and our behaviors, our sinful actions, the things we carry out, the things we do to one another. See, the Lord wiped away everything on the earth because of sin for mankind. And the Lord is going to have to do it again. I don't know where we think we're going. But God has a plan that's greater than you and I can ever imagine. But he lays it out in his word. He tries to give us some insight. As he said, I'm always going to reveal my plan before I do an action. See, so God has already laid out the plan. But so you and I don't want to believe it. The Lord has given us so many chances to take what he's made and oversee it and manage it and make it do the will of God. And all we have to do is follow the commandments of God. All we have to do is follow the word of God. See, God's instruction would have made everything continue as the Lord had planned. But we forced God to punish the world because of our sins. See, after the great flood, God restored everything. The Lord once again turned over the world to mankind. And this time, mankind decided to try to build bricks and mortar and build up a mighty city, a tower that would reach the heavens. Mankind wanted to make a name for itself, to be in control. When the Lord came down and saw the city and the tower, the Lord decided to confuse the languages and scatter mankind so their plans would not succeed. God's been trying to get us to accept his plan in ways for a long time. The Lord entered into a covenant after covenant with us, but we defiled and broke each one of them. See, all the Lord wants us to do is do what is right in his sight, to experience his wonder, to see the awesome work of his hand, to partake of his blessings. God says all we have to do is remember what he created on this earth, and so we can seek to understand his plans and not our own. Nothing was done so great as what God has done. No people have heard the voice of the Lord and seen them speak out of fire and lift. No God has made a nation for himself by testing, by miraculous signs, wonders, and by war, by mighty stretched hands, and by great and awesome deeds like the Lord our God has done for us. No God has watched over us, listened to our prayers, opened up doors, made a way, healed our broken bodies like our God has. No God has taken the time to forgive our sins, to remove our condemnation, so we can receive his blessings like our God has done. Can I thank God enough for what he's done? Who gave us life and put us in charge of this world. It was the Lord, it was God who seen it and wanted us to be blessed by it. See, we force God to withdraw his spirit. Each one of us would perish if God just removed his love once again from this world. And we would return to dust, God says. God has given us so many chances. He's trying to save us. He's trying to do everything he could save us. He's stretched out his hand so many times, but we just refuse to listen. We think we just can control things, control this world, but we need to learn of God. Go with me to Job chapter 34, verses 11 and 15. It was the Lord who prepared the earth for us. It is the Lord who's going to continue to give us life and breath. You and I have to see this. It's not within ourselves. This is all about God. Job chapter 34, verses 11 to 15 says, he repays a man for what he's done. He brings upon him what he has conducted and deserves. It's unthinkable that God would do wrong, that the mighty God would pervert justice. Who appointed him over the earth? Who put him in charge of the whole world? If it was his intention and he withdrew his spirit and breath, all mankind would perish together. And man will return to the dust. See, God created the earth for mankind. But we should never forget that the earth is the Lord and everything in it, including all who live in it. See, God, through Christ, founded the seas and established the waters on the earth. Who can ascend to the hill of God? Who can stand in God's holy presence? See, only those who have clean hands and a pure heart. They receive blessings from the Lord and vindication from God our Savior. See, maybe your parents were not much like my parents. See, if my parents gave me something and I turned around and did wrong, they would punish me by taking it away for a while. See, depending on how well I acted, maybe I would get it back. My parents gave me chances after chances. My parents gave me many chances to act right, to do right. And God gives us many chances to walk right before him. See, God gives us so many chances. One day the Lord said he had enough. So the Lord proclaimed a day for his wrath to come up on this earth. God says in Isaiah that he plans to punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their sin. God plans to put an end to the arrogance of haughty and the humble the pride of the ruthless. And just as the Lord planned the destruction of Assyria, so he has determined in the end the whole world will be the same, that no one is going to escape what the Lord has planned. See, when the Lord stretched out his hand, no one would be able to stop it. No one would be able to turn it back. We are defiled. That which has been created by God, and we have to see there's consequences to the way we live. There's consequences to the way we treat each other. There's consequences to the way we create the thing, we treat the things that God has created. But here we are, still defiling ourselves with this world. The Lord says, how is it going to remain quiet? How is it going to get peaceful when you and I continue to defile ourselves? He said, I'm remaining silent. I'm remaining quiet. He said, I'm looking down on this dwelling place and I'm not seeing anything good. It's like a summer heat in the summer. So is the anger of the Lord. He said, I'm just holding on. I'm trying to hold myself back so some would see the light and come into my presence through my son Christ Jesus. He's going to prune every branches and take away the branches that spread evil. We won't stop defiling ourselves. We won't stop defiling this world. We get up every day looking for a beautiful day, hoping things will be better for us. But we're not thinking about how God is planning to completely lay waste and plunder this earth. See, we're not thinking how defiled we've made this world as we continue to disobey God. We're not thinking about what's going to happen when Christ Jesus really returns. Christ is trying to get us to see, to understand that this world is too sinful and defiled to be of any use to God. He says, woe to this world because of things that causes people to sin. The Lord says sinful things will continue to come, but woe to the person through whom that sin comes, for the world is coming forth. Darkness is entering into this world. Christ Jesus said, instead of enjoying the pleasures of this sinful world, we should pray that our flight would not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. Distress is coming up on the earth and none equal from the beginning of time. But those who are living by God's righteousness, the Lord is going to cut short their days. Otherwise, no one would survive this. We're so wrapped up in the things that we do and the things of this world that we're not going to be able to see the day of the Lord coming. See, Christ is coming again. And this time, he's going to dwell with deal with the sin of the world and all of mankind. He's going to dwell as governor. He's going to run everything this time. Judgment is coming upon this earth. Judgment is coming upon the people of this earth. Go with me to John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. See, none of us wants to think of ourselves as being defiled and sinful. We want to think that we do good, that we're not that bad of a person. But you and I got to start measuring ourselves by the word of God so we will change. While there's time to change, while there's a chance to change. John chapter 16, verse 8 to 11 says, when he comes, he will convict the world of the guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. In regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. Now that God sees this world as totally sinful and defiled, what will we do? See, the word of God says, since we died with Christ and the principles of this world, we can no longer handle, taste, and touch the simple or the defiled things of this world. We're perishing, and they're perishing, and it's perishing every time we take part in it. Every time we put our hand to the simple things of this world, you and I become more and more defiled. This world is sinful and is defiled. It's doing the work of Satan, displaying all kinds of false miracles and signs and wonders. The devil has created all kinds of sin and evil to deceive those who will perish. See, many choose to believe the lies so they continue in sin and wickedness and not being ashamed. But they don't realize that they're going to be condemned for living simple and defiled lives before God, because God has given us every chance to overcome this thing. He's given us every chance to live our life right. You and I got to turn ourselves over to Christ. But now that we know what is coming, we should live in a world that is so simple. This is where the light of Christ Jesus come into play. Lord, help us. See, if we humble ourselves and serve the Lord, he will make a way for us to live a godly life in this sinful world. Christ will make a way for us to look forward to the day of the Lord. It's going to be a terrible day, but you and I can look forward to a day of redemption and not a day of destruction. It will be a day like no other day for those who have defiled themselves with this world. Now is the time for us to gather ourselves, to take control of our thinking and seek the Lord. Accept God's ways over our own. We must live in Christ. We must overcome this world. See, living in Christ is the only way we can escape. See, the one who's in us is greater than the one who's in this world. You and I got to take those words to our heart. They got to mean something to us every day. Every time we get ready to make a decision to defile ourselves in the world, you and I got to make, these words got to be in us. They got to mean something to us. That greater is he that is in me than me. That he that's in this world, I don't have to defile myself. I don't have to act that way. I don't have to pick that thing up. I don't have to touch that thing. I don't have to taste that thing anymore. But to set the fact this world is simple, there's nothing amount of technology or science or construction that can save it. It may be noble to think that we can save the world, but we protecting what remains. We have to be mindful of what is to come. Christ did not pray for the world, but he prayed for those that God has given him. And Christ instructs his followers to now live out their lives on this earth in a way that pleases God. Christ says a person who loves their lives will lose it, and a person who hates their life in this world will keep it to eternal life. We can't touch, we can't handle these things anymore. The world has become defiled. Satan is in control of this place. You and I can't think our peace reside in this world. We have to overcome through Christ Jesus. We got to be faithful in the things of God. We should not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And every day, every night, we got to let our mind get renewed and stayed on Jesus so we are able to see and test what is pleasing to God and escape sin and wickedness in this world. He's giving us a chance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. You're giving us a chance, Lord. Go meet to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Living in a simple world is, my God, it's not easy. The Lord knows our troubles and our pain of living a life like this, but we can't choose sin over God. We cannot let sin be our master. We can't let it rule over us. God has made a way through his son, Christ Jesus, for you and I to overcome, for you and I to be set apart from all. Romans chapter 12, verses 2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We live in a world that rages war against everything. We rage war against those in this world. And through God's divine powers, strongholds will be diminished. Every argument and pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God will be destroyed. We capture every thought that we have and make it obedient to Christ Jesus. We don't allow the thoughts of this world to enter into our mind and cause us to handle something that we know is displeasing to God. We take that evil thought captive and we bring it to the cross and we put it to death. We stand up for the things of God that's in us. See, the greatest he that's in us, it's got to be real than he that's in the world. We can't let them thoughts and those attitudes of the world come into our life and then we defile ourselves with it. We must take captive all of those thoughts. Make them obedient to Christ Jesus. need to stay with God's word so we can look forward to the new heaven and the new earth. A new home for the righteous people of God. This is the good news. Christ is coming again, and when he's come, he's going to make all things new. So we make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace while living in this sinful world. We keep in mind how patient the Lord has been in bringing us to salvation. So we look forward to living in a world without sin, one governed by Christ Jesus, where God's love is ruled and everything is created fairly. See, there's no prejudice in the new world. Lord, help us today. See, there's no favoritism in the new world. There's no racism. No, there's no one advantage of something because of the color of your skin. It's a glorious world God's given us. When Christ Jesus comes, he's going to bring it. It's going to be a righteous world. See, we who are faithful will receive victory and overcome this world. See, even with all the advances that we've made, that we think we've made, nothing has improved our human nature. It is the simple behavior that continues to turn this planet prepared by God into a planet covered by darkness. It will take God once again destroying his creation to create that which is meant to last forever. The only question is, which world are you and I looking to? Are we looking to a world that is new by Christ Jesus? Are we looking to live our lives in a world that's dying? A world that's being covered with darkness? Which world are you living for? Which world are you living your life out for? Which world are you preparing your children for? The world that is fading away or the world that has come? See, this is the question. This is what you and I have to decide. What are we living for? Can I save this world? That we should try to preserve it as much as we can. Judgment has already been declared on this earth. So we have to hold on to what we have and not defile ourselves any further. We need to stop sinning, God says. We need to overcome the things in us. Overcome our thoughts and our deeds and our behavior. Overcome these things. Take them to Jesus. Get them wiped away. And then walk in the light of Christ. Can I place our hope in that which God has already spoken against? You and I, that's like hitting yourself against the wall. That's like going against the brick. You and I keep thinking that God has already told you this world is perishing and everything in it. And you and I keep talking as if this world is going to continue. But our faith cannot be in this world. Our faith has to be in God and what is to come. And though we seek to enjoy life, we cannot let the cares of this world cause us to lose our place with God. This world is not our home. We're just traveling through. Oh, Jesus, help us. The Lord is going to make a new heaven and a new earth. That is what we want to be. This is the place we want to go. We want to be in a new heaven where all things are created new. And Christ is the head of this earth. You and I don't want to continue to live our lives and look for a world that's controlled by Satan, where Satan is the master of this world. We'll be sinful. We'll defile ourselves. Praise God. Not one word of God will fail. What the Lord has spoken will come to pass. Praise Jesus. We better get ready. The day is coming. We better get on board with God's plan, no matter what we think of it. We've been given every chance to make the decision to look forward to that which is coming in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your judgment of the world and those living in it will be fair and it will be just, Lord. You've given us every chance to see the light and walk in it. This world is fading away. And we're fading away with it as long as we can continue to put our hope and our faith in this place. We have to choose which world we're going to live in. We have to choose. You got to make a choice, God said. Which world are you trying to live in? Which world are you seeking God? In which world are you trying to store up things for yourself? In which world are you trying to live in? Can I place our faith in things of this world? Things that are fading away, that will not last, that cannot last, because God has already spoken against these things. Let's live in this world. That does not mean we have to be part of this world. I know this sounds maybe strange to us, but this is God saying, you know, I set you apart. I make a way for you, but you got to walk in the ways of God. Come, Lord Jesus. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for the new heaven and the new earth, God. Continue to prepare us for this, God. The faith of the righteous, those who put their faith in you, Lord Jesus. Continue to wipe out every sin. Teach us your ways, God. Let us put your ways above the ways of this world. Let us put your ways above the ways of our heart, God. Let our heart be of you, Lord. Let it concentrate on you. Let it focus on you, God. Which one do you want to live in? A world full of hurt and pain and suffering, a world where everyone is hurt and there's so much prejudice and so wrongdoing and so misjustice, and even our Congress, our government, the leaders, our president, it's just all defiled. Partisanism, this is not a just world. This is not the world God created. You and I got to look forward to the world that God created, a government that God wants in place. You and I got to stop thinking that we can do things differently. We got to live in this world, but we seek a world that is owned by God, that is managed by Christ Jesus, that is governed by the Lord. Which world are you living in? You want a world where everybody's treated the same? There's no favoritism, no prejudice. It's all based on love and equality, and everybody is treated and judged correctly. This is the world God is promising you and I. If we put our faith in the things of God, it's coming. Come, sweet Jesus. Fulfill the will of God. Fulfill the plans of God. You and I got a chance now. We got to turn our life around while there's still time. We got to get our mind stayed on the things of God. Stayed on the plans of God, which has created a new world for you and I. This is not our home. You and I got to live and seek the world of God's plan for our lives that he wants to create for you and I, for our children, that we'll be one with God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This world is not our home. But God has a plan that no one can stop. It will bring us to the place that God has planned for you and I. May God bless us, guide us, and keep us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.